you just have to hit the record.
So what I thought we would do is review the Rambam and Nizkei Mamon Perikya Dalet Tes Vav, and then go back into the Sugya, learn the Sugya through again, and then go back and try to answer the questions in the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam says, Eish Sha'avra Vezika Esa Adam V'chavlabo Hari Hamavir Chayev Benizakov Uveshivto Uberefuo Ubitsaro Ubavashto Ki Ilu Hizik Biyado Sha'afal Pishi Ishu Mamonahu Harihu Kamisha Hizik Bechitsev Aval Im Hizika Behemto Oboro Esa Adam Eno Chayev El Benezik Bilvad Kamosha Biyarnu. Alright. So the Rambam clearly holds that your chayev, when you start a fire and it burns someone's, you know, property and ends up, in, you know, you end up incinerating somebody, or maybe not incinerating them, but at least burning them, your chayev in boshas. And the, obviously we know from last time that boshas requires kavana, and here there's no indication that the case is that you had any intention of actually burning anyone before you lit the fire. You happened to... The fire went and was mazik someone. So the question is, how do we understand this? How do we understand the Rambam such that you'd be chayev for boshes? What's unique about boshes that you're chayev by eish, where you wouldn't be in other cases where there's no discrete kavana? All right, so in terms of just, we need some background in eish to answer this question. Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. We'll start with the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and then we'll learn a little just through the Sugya, which is pretty short, where the Rambam derives where the Rambam's halacha comes from. So Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ishu Mishum Chitzev, Reish Lakish Amar Ishu Mishum Mono. So Rav Yochanan says Eish Yer Chayev Mishum Chitzev. Rashi says Mishum Chitzev Chayvu Hakasev. De'ihu ka'avid, de'havi kezeret chetz. So one sheet that Rav Yochanan holds, you're chayev when you start a fire and it goes and it burns someone's property. You're chayev as if you did it, right? As if you're zeret chetz, like you shot an arrow, right? So the metaphor here is that the eish is kind of like an arrow, and you're like the guy who shot it, and it's as if you did it. So ishu mishim chitzav, clearly this is a model of the eish is like a weapon, the eish is like something that the person uses destructively. So that clearly is a, you know, model of Adam Amazik, right? And that is contrasted with the sheet of Reish Lakish, who holds Reish Lakish Amar Ishu Mishum Mono. No, we don't think of eish as, we don't think of this as a person using eish to destroy things. We think of eish as your mamo. So the Rashi says, Mishum Mamono, Kishoro Uboro Shaziku. Alright, so the Gemara then says, Vareish Lakish, my time lo amar karav yochnan. And this is interesting that the Gemara does this. The Gemara says, you know, it's a machlokas. Is this Mamon or is this Adama Mazik? But the Gemara starts out by saying, why doesn't Reish Lakish hold like Rav Yochanan? I mean, why doesn't he hold like Rav Yochanan? Because he has a shita that's mamon. It's just an interesting way to start it. Why doesn't he hold like Reish? Because he has a different shita. But the Gemara says, Amar lach chitzev mikocho ka'azol. Hai lo mikocho ka'azol. So chitzev goes from the koach of the person who shot it, right? So the person who shoots the arrow, the chitzev, the arrow gets its force from the person, but fire doesn't get its koach from the guy who lights it. You don't light a fire and the fire goes from your koach, right? Hi, look at Rashi. Hi, lav mikocho de eish me'aleha laches v'dolekes l'merachok. The eish goes on its own, right? And you lit it from far away, and then the wind blows and takes the fire where it's going to go. But it's not your there's no koach, there's no human koach in the eish, right? There's no human koach at all in the eish. It's wind. It's nothing to do. Once you light the first ember, it's on its own, and you're burning, you light this on your own property, and it goes and you weren't shown right, it goes burn someone else's, it's not your koach. So that seems like a pretty reasonable, you know, problem. If you're going to say ishim ishim chitzav, the fact is, it's not. So then the Gemara says, well, Rav Yochanan, my time alone with Kareish Lakish. So why doesn't Rav Yochanan like the Mamono thing? So the Gemara says, Amar lach, Mamono isbe mamasha. Halaisbe mamasha. Well, Mamon has substance to it. This is Eish. There's nothing to own. You know what I mean? When you talk about owning something, you have to own a thing. Eish is not really a thing in that sense. It's not substantial in the property sense. There's nothing to have bilis in. Right? So Rashi says, Halaisbe mamasha. Deshel hevesi hamazekas. De ain la mamash. Hilkach ki chayve rachmano mishim chitzav hu dachayve. So therefore, that shita holds mishim chitzav. So you have two shitas. You have ishu mishim chitzav, and you have ishu mishim amona. So the Rambam, so before we go a little bit further in terms of ishu mishim chitzav and ishu mishim amona, and this is, I think, just to frame this. This is important because I think without making an observation, at least at this point in the Gemara, it's going to be harder the further in you get to understand what's going on. And so the observation I'll make is this, and this is an opinion of also, not just an observation, but an opinion. And that is that the if you think about it, both of the complaints of Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, they're both true. The Gemara has no answer for that. The fact is that Ishu Mishum Chitzav, it's true that it's not really Zrikas Chetz, because it doesn't go from your koach. It goes from the koach, from the wind or whatever happens. It's not your koach at all. That's a legitimate complaint. It's not like the Gemara answers it and says, no, it really is your koach. And Ishu Mishum Amono, the problem of that has no mamashos, there's no answer to that either. Both of those complaints about the position are not, those go unanswered. And I think that's relevant because I think that it's telegraphing that there's something unique about about the concept of Eish when you talk about Nezikin. So if you think about something like Shabbos, right? So in Shabbos, the halacha definitely conforms to the phenomenal world. The phenomenal world is as it is. You know, whatever a knot is or whatever, you know, making fire is or digging a hole or planting. The phenomenal world is known, and the halacha sort of conforms to that. The halacha is built around what is the phenomenal world. There's no phenomenal chiddush in Shabbos that this is not, you know, really the phenomenal world, but we make it the phenomenal world. The Gemara here in Ishim Mishim Chitzav, Ishim Mishim Amono is describing a problem where Eish, you can't really conform, halacha can't conform to the phenomenal world of Eish, exactly. The problem with it is the following. The problem with conforming halacha to the phenomenal world of Eish is that Eish is incredibly dangerous, right, as a force. And it's obviously, you know, sapiens have harnessed Eish, and it's useful for a lot of things, but it's incredibly dangerous. So there has to be responsibility in halacha. Eish has to be worked into the halachic system to allow for halachic responsibility in tashlumin, and it has to be a part, it's a part of the Nezikin world. But it doesn't work the way Eish is in the phenomenal world won't work exactly with ideas like Shmira. Not exactly as it is in the phenomenal world, because in point of fact, there isn't a perfect model that it fits. It's not mamoshos in the property sense, and it's certainly not a maisa. It's certainly not zrikas chetz in the sense that the Gemara is describing it, not in the phenomenal sense. So the Gemara is not claiming, I think it's important that the Gemara isn't claiming that Eish in the phenomenal world, the Gemara is not claiming that zrikas chetz. It's not making a statement that is insisting on something in, you know, something about the natural world that isn't true. That the fire moves by the koach of a person, or that Eish is property in that sense. It's not insisting on that, but it's saying that in this particular case, instead of halacha conforming to the phenomenal world, we conform we take the phenomenal world and we that phenomenal world conforms to the halachic system. It finds a place in the halachic system. But it can't do that in exactly the form that exists in the phenomenal world. It can't, because it won't fit anywhere. Okay? So there are two ways that that can happen. One way that can happen is by considering it mamashos, is by considering it mamon. It's saying, listen, the fact is, this is not really mamashos in the sense that canonically the Torah regards things for bialis, like substantially, but we can, halakhically it has a din of mamon. Or we say that, yes, we understand that this is not the, this is not really the koach of Adam that drives the Eish, it's another koach, but we consider this like Zrikas Chetz. And that's important because we're not trying to define how this is actually Zrikas Chetz. There's no way to do that. There's no way to define Eish as if it's exactly Zrikas Chetz, because it's not. It doesn't go in a predictable direction. It moves with the wind and there's no way to know. But the fact is that according to that Shita, it's regarded halachically as if this happens. Okay, so our job is to kind of, and obviously halach is interested in the minimum number of substitutions that can happen, you know, to allow Eish to conform to the halachic system. In this case, I'm saying Eish conforms. Halacha does not conform to the phenomenal world in this case. The phenomenal world has to conform to the halachic world because it's just not, it just doesn't fit otherwise. I mean, I think that this is what Tosos says also, because even if you hold Ishu, the whole point of this is that there needs to be, this needs to become part of Shmira, either way. Whether you hold Mamon Amazik, whether you hold Adam Amazik, the point is, you have to be shown, we have to obligate the person in being Shomer the fire. And how do you know that? Because even if you look at Tosos, Ishu Mishim Chitzav, he says, Lo Shiaver Ba'atzma Ha'esh, once you're a posheya, we regard the Eish as your chetz. Now, clearly, you know, this is not, you didn't even go set the fire and you didn't do what you're doing, suggesting, go, oh, I'm going to go burn the guy's field. You lit a fire, you just weren't shomeret, right? So that, and it's not chitziv if you were shomeret, okay? If you were shomeret, it's not chitziv. If you're not shomeret, now you're a posheya, it's chitziv. So you see that what the pasuk did when, you know, the pasuk, you know, when we learn ki teitze eish, right? What the pasuk tells us is that this, the eish, becomes integrated into the halachic world, right? And it becomes integrated in that, now there's a machlokus. How is it? Where is it? Where does this? How does this become integrated? And what channel does it flow? Does it flow through Adam Hamazik or does it flow through Shor Hamazik? You know, there are only so many pathways for Nizkei Mamon, right? There's Adam Hamazik and the Shor Hamazik. So the question is, what is Eish? But it's integrated into the halacha. The halacha doesn't accommodate the way it actually is because it can't. All right, so that's
what we mean, it can't.
You're capable of learning the sugya and being completely faithful to how Eish works, and at the same time regarding Ishu Mishum Chitzov as, you know, as something that matches what actually takes place when a guy is dolik, when a guy makes Eish. That's fantastic, and then that is going to be much better than what I'm saying. I'm saying I can't explain Ishu Mishum Chitzov and be consistent with the way fire actually works, and that's why I think the Torah is using it. That's why I think Chazal used this metaphor of Kazurik Chetz. Doesn't say that you actually did it. You're like the one that shot the arrow. But we'll learn the rest of the sugya and we'll see how it shakes out. The point here is that the Torah is telling you how you treat this thing or how you treat this event. What it actually is sort of a meaningless question. The question is, how does halacha, how do you have to treat this thing? So you have to treat the Eish as if it were something that you own. And something that you own that has a proclivity to go and damage other people's property, you have to watch. And if you don't do a good job, you have to pay the person whose property it destroyed.
Are you just keeping?
Yeah, I'm not saying you can sell it.
Right. That's
yeah, no, no, no. It doesn't mean
or
that it's...
Or steal it, you have to pay cable.
No. No. But this is how you have to treat it.
So just with regards to Mazik, we treat it as...
you have to regard this as something... It's as if you own this. Let's go to Chaf Gimel then. So far. Amar Rava. Kasha Lei La'abai. Laman De'amar Ishu Mishum Chitzev Tamon Be'esh De'potter Rachmana Heichim Ishkachas Lei. Hechi Mishkachas Law. So the question that presented itself to Abaye was that if you hold Ishu Mishum Chitzov, how are you ever putter on Tamun Be'esh? Tamun Be'esh is if you have stuff that's hidden in your field that I couldn't know about when I started my fire, it's an open mission. If I start a fire in my field and you have stuff that you wouldn't normally hide in your, you know, under your big pile of stuff, like you put your clothes, your fancy suit in there, and it burns it. So I'm putter from Tamun Be'esh. Anything that's hidden in there, I'm putter from. Now, that makes sense if you're putter on things that you're ones from, things that you couldn't know about, like in a Mamun Hamazik model. But in an Adam Hamazik model, where Adam Hamazik is chayev even on onsen, even if he's ones, Adam Hamazik is chayev, how could you ever be putter on Tamun Be'esh? If you're chayev, if Adam Hamazik is chayev, and Rashi says it, he says, Heichem Mishkachas La, he says, Ilu Adam Zarek Chetz V'Hizik B'Tamon Lo Machayev B'Nezek HaKaimelon Bahai Pirken Petza Tachas Potza L'Chayev Es HaShogeg K'Mezid V'Onas Karotzo. Right? So you're always chayev for Adam Hamazik. So then how are you ever going to hold, if you hold Ishim Mishum Chitzav, how are you going to hold Tamun Be'esh? So the Gemara says, V'nichle kagon shenafla deleka la'oso chatzar, v'nafla geder shalom machmas deleka, v'halcha v'hadlika v'azika b'chatzar acheres. So what happens is, you light a fire, and you have a wall between your property and their property. And that wall falls down. It doesn't get burned down, but it just falls down from whatever you had a good sort of shmira, and your fire never was going to get to that guy's property. But that wall falls down. And then the fire goes to the other chatzar. So the Gemara says, Dehasam Kalulei Chitzov. There, your chetz was gone at the wall. Because when you lit the fire, Rashi says, from the moment that you lit the fire, the b'shah shehidlik shehadlik ha'esh dahainu zrikas chetz lo hayah roy lahazik b'chatzar acheres. You wouldn't have made it there. So you had a wall up there. So because you have a wall up there, that's the end of your zrikas chetz at the moment you were madlik. You were madlik, bam, zrikas chetz takes off in the halachic world, even though it hasn't reached over there yet. So there's a wall. It's not going to make it. Oh, the wall comes down now. Nothing to do with you. You did a good shmira. You're not chayev, so you're potter on Tamun Be'esh. But then the Gemara says, Yihachi le'inyin galoi nami kalalei chitzev. I'm sorry, it's giloi, right? Le'inyin giloi nami kalalei chitzev. It's even if it's not hidden, even if it's exposed, you should be potter. Because same principle. You had a wall there. The fire ends at the wall. So giloi, even something that's exposed, you'd have the same issue, so that doesn't really help you. So then the Gemara says, Ela laman de islay mishum chitzav, islay nami mishum mamono. Says, no, it must be that if you shall hold ishu mishum chitzav, you also have to hold ishu mishum mamono. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, ukugon shahayalo lagodra, velo gadra. So you lit the fire, right? And there was a wall there, or you had time to put the wall up, and you didn't do it, right? Dahasam, so once you didn't do it, you were posheya, right? So there was a wall there, and when you lit the fire, there was a wall there. So that potters you sort of from the Adam Hamazik problem, because kala lo chitzev. But then the wall falls down, and you have enough time to fix it. So now it turns into shor hamazik. Because now your Maisa Adam is done. You didn't do anything bad in terms of the Maisa because the wall was there. Your Zrikas Chetz ended. But you were a bad Shomer because you had time to put the wall back up and you didn't do it. So the Gemara says, Dehasam Shorahu Velo Tapach Ba'ape. You didn't block the shore. Right? So now you're Chayev. So the Gemara says, Vichimi Acher demand the Islay Mishum Chitzev, Islay Nam Mishum Mamono, my Benayhu. So then if you're going to say that Ishu Mishum Chitzav is included in Ishu Mishum Amono, and Ishu Amono extends beyond where Chitzav stops, then what's the nafkamina? What's the point of Ishu Mishum Chitzav? So then the Gemara says, what's Ishu Mishum Chitzav? It says, L'chaivo ba'arba dvarim. So it's where you're chovel another person with the Yesh. So now there's a nafkamina, because Ishu Mishum Chitzav and Ishu Mishum Amono at the same time, a shor is not a chovel. So now Ishu Mishum Chitzav, you're chayev for the chavala, for the Eish, even though the Ishu Mishum Chitzav and Ishu Mishum Amono are extant at the same time.
I don't know what you mean. That ends by the fence, though.
Ishu Mishum Amono doesn't, because you didn't put the fence back up.
Right. So what's the significance of the
arbitrary? Oh, so they're saying if that's true, with the whole scenario we just said, you don't need Ishu Mishum Chitzav. Ishu Mishum Amono incorporates everything. What's the point? What can Ishu Mishum Chitzav ever be Mechayev you in that Ishu Mishum Amono is not? So the Gemara answers, even if it's before the fence, even if a chavala. So a chovel, you could only be chayven if you hold Ishu Mishum Chitzav. Ishu Mishum Amono, you'd never be chayven.
That's only within your fence perimeter.
No, but even if, like the Gemara is saying, even if the fire burns through the fence. So let's say the fire burns through the fence. The fence wasn't good enough.
Did you have...
Yeah, let's say you did a shmira, right? You put a fence up. But that fire could actually go through the fence. Now, let's say you're going to say it's a bad fence then. Fine. That still wouldn't make you chayev in a chavala. But if you hold Ishu Mishum Chitzav, it will. So if I burn you by going through a fence, if I hold Ishu Mishum Amono, so then listen, it's mamon. Yes, I'm chayev for the nezek because I wasn't a good shomer, the fence was bad. But I'm not chayev for a chavala. If you hold Ishu Mishum Chitzav, now I'm chayev in arba dvarim. Okay, so the question is, what are the Arba Devarim? So according to the Rambam, we saw that the Arba Devarim included what? Boshas. Now let's take Rashi. So Rashi says, L'chayvo b'dal devarim. L'man de'omer mishum chitzav nami machayvin and lay. According to the sheet that holds mishum chitzav in addition to mishum momon yurchayev, im saraf isho yad adam chayev b'arba devarim. Nezek, Vitzar, Refoy, Vesheves. Aval Baboshes, Lo. Damrinan Beshelhi Pirkin, Eno Chayev Alaboshes, Ache Miskavin. Aval Badal Devarim Chayev. De Pshiahi, De Havile Lasukia Daite Shar Ruach Moli Chosa. So there you go. Could Amrinan Beshelhi Pirkin, Nuffel Menagag, Baruch Mitsuya, Chayev Badal Devarim. This is no different than the Ruach over there. Ruach Mitsuya over there from Nuffel Merosh Agag, unless you're in Nishapech. Right? You were only chayev arba dvarim. What made you, if you're in Nishapech and Miskavin in the middle, fine. Otherwise, there's no kavana there. This is no different. Upatra alaboshas. Right? So far, so good. All right. And Laman de'omer mishum amono, potter. Right? Because there you're not going to have, that's not a chavala. If you hold Ishu Mishum Amono, there's no chavala. Okay. I'm not going to do the Kelev case, because I don't want to confound the issue. Kelev Shinat Tachora. If you're Rashi, I don't know if we read this Rashi. Islay Nami Mishum Mamono. The Shita that holds Ishu Mishum Chitzav. How does Rashi understand Ishu Mishum Chitzav and Islay Nami Mishum Mamono? He says, Vehecha Deleka Lechiyuve Mishum Chitzav, Veika Lechiyuve Mishum Mamono, Mechayvinenle. Right? So it's sort of like you look at however we could regard this to make you chayev, you're chayev. If Ishu Mishum Amono is mechayev you, you're chayev. If Ishu Mishum Chitzav is mechayev you and Ishu Mishum Amono is not, you're chayev for that. Right? So he says, Hilkach le'inyan gilu yafagav dechalu lo chitzav chayev mishum amono. He's saying that one takes over where the other stops. But they both sort of exist independently. You have Ishu Mishum Chitzav and you have Ishu Mishum Amono. We regard this like Zrikas Chetz, it's Adam Amazik. If this damage is in a way where Adam Amazik is relevant, you're chayev. If this damage is in a way that's captured by Mamon Hamazik, you're chayev. Okay, where Mamon Hamazik stops and Chitzav takes over, you're chayev. Where Chitzav stops and Mamon Hamazik takes over, you're chayev. But they're, according to Rashi, they're really separate, right? Ishu Mishum Chitzav, Ishu Mishum Mamono, the whole notion of when the Gemara says, according to Rashi, when the Gemara makes the statement, Elamang de Islay Mishum Chitzav, Islay Nam Mishum Mamono, it's stating that both that we cover both those positions. The shita that holds ishim mishum chitzev, Rav Yochanan actually holds ishim mishum mamono also. Chitzev is, in the cases, not covered by mamono.
So what are they arguing?
Yeah, but let's not do that now. Yes, they're arguing because they're arguing about chitzev. Because Reish Lakish holds it's just mamon. Rav Yochanan basically holds in this way, in the Gemara here, Rav Yochanan holds mamon and chitzev. Okay, but let's go back. We were trying to do the Rambam, so we could spend a lot of time. We could totally devote ourselves to Eish and never come back to Boshes. But we got it. We have a Boshes sugya we're in the middle of. We just did this to cover because we're never going to see this again. Before we get back on the trail of Boshes, I wanted to make sure we saw this this view. Okay, so then let's go back and read the Rambam. So now you have Rashi, right? Rashi sounds fresh in your mind. You have Mamon, and you have Adam Hamazik, and you have Mamon Hamazik. Now let's read the Rambam. All right, so the Rambam, back again, Yud Dalet Tesvav. The Rambam says, Eisha Avra Vezika Asa Adam V'chav Labo Hari Hamavir Chayev B'Nezakov U'Beshivto U'Berefuo U'Betzaro U'Berashto Ki'ilu Hizik B'Yado She'afal Pisha Isha Mamonahu Hari Hu Kamisha Hizik B'Chitzav Aval im hezika behemto oboro as a adam, eno chayav el benezik bavad kamosha biarna. Okay, so the first question is, so now let's line up some questions on the Rambam, and you can feel free. I'll ask the first one, and then if you guys want to ask others, we're gonna pick apart the Rambam a little bit. The first question on the Rambam, and this is always the thing to think about when you're looking at the Rambam from 20,000 feet, is this where this halacha belongs? Does this halacha belong here? What is the halacha? What's the chiddush? What is the basic chiddush of this halacha that we're considering Eish? What? You're chayav for what? What are you chayav for? The Rambam is describing you're chayav for what? Boshes. So he's talking about the Rambam is describing Eish avra vezika esa adam v'chav labo. Then he tells you what the halacha is. So that is that he's talking about what? Adam Amazik, where does that go? Does it go in Nizke Mamon?
Guess not.
It goes in Chovel Amazik, right? All the other halachas of Chavala and Chovel Amazik. The Rambam's giving you a Chavala halacha in Nizke Mamon. Why is that? It's not. This is Adam Amazik. This is a Chovel. A Chovel is right? Chovel Amazik. How do you have a Chovel halacha in Nizke Mamon? Okay, so that's the first question. Now, yeah, okay, that's a good one. So Aaron asked another good question. Why does the Rambam recapitulate something we know? Aval im hiziku behemto oboro esa adam, oboro esa adam, eno chayav ala benezik bovad. But if a behema or a boar hurts a person, you're not chayav in the arba dvarim, or the chamisha dvarim. Kamosha biarno, like we said, and of course we know, because you're only chayav when a person does that. So we know you're not chayav in chavala when a shore or a boar hurts someone. So why is the Rambam saying that? Okay, that's good. Right,
why
so then.
Here?
All right, so then what does the Rambam mean? Afal pi she'isho mamonohu, harihu kamishi hizik b'chitzav. Okay, good. That's another one. What else?
Well, without that, you're not going to be chayav boar.
Fair enough. Still a weird lushan.
What, mamono?
No, without the chitzav part.
No, I'm saying why is it the mamono part? Chitzav part, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, the Gemara, he is holding like Rav Yochanan that this is a combo deal, but...
Right.
Anything else that's weird? All right, let me tell you what's weird. The Rambam, does he say like what Rashi says, Rashi's Lashon is?
Yeah.
Ilu Adam Zorek Chetz, or when Rashi says Mishum Chitzav, he says, the Ihu Ka'ovid Dehavi Kazorek Chetz, right? Rashi has this whole Zrikas Chetz business. You're shooting the arrow. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Harihu Kamisha Hizik Bechitzev. Does he say anything about Kamisha Zorik Chetz? He doesn't, right? And he also doesn't say, Ki'ihu Ovid. Or he doesn't say that you actually did. The Zrika, or that you did anything with the Chetz. He just says, Hari hu kami shehizik bechitzev. Right? You're like one who was hizik bechitzev. He doesn't say that this is like Zrika's Chetz. He doesn't say this is Adam Zorek Chetz. He says this person is kami shehizik bechitzev. That's a different lashon. He doesn't say ishu mishum chitzav means it's kamo shezorek b'chetz. It's kemi shehizik b'chitzav. He is like one who is mazik with a chitzav, which is different than saying this is as if he was mazik with a chitzav. It's not saying he. The Rambam is not describing. What's clear is that the Rambam is not saying that this is. He's not describing a maisa. The Rambam's not. He's not saying that you did a maisa. When Rashi describes Ishim Mishim Chitzav, Rashi's description is that you did a maisa with the Eish. The Eish is your Chetz, and you did a Zrika. There's nowhere in this Rambam that suggests you took the Eish and did a maisa with it. So what is the Rambam saying? What is there's a Chiddush here. What is the Chiddush of the Rambam? Vastly different than Zrikas Chetz, and it's not in Chovel Amazik, it's in Nizkei Mamon.
Yeah.
Yep. You guys hear that? Do you hear that? What Ari's saying? Because that is the. You guys hear that? Mm-hmm. What did you hear?
I already said it. It's Mammon that acts like a mazik.
Yes. And what do we mean by a mazik that can do what? Because the shore is a mazik. What can this mazik do that no other mazik can do? Chavala. Okay. And that's why the Rambam says. Right, that's why the Rambam says, "Aval im hezika behemto oboros adom eno chalav benezik bavad." Because he's saying that this is those are nizkei mamon. Those are the classic nizkei mamon. That's what belongs to you. That damages. But those things can never be a chovel. But eish, we consider a chovel. Eish can be a chovel. Ishu mishum chitzev means that eish can be a chovel. That's the first step. Okay, so if Eish can be a Chovel, that means we're considering Eish an agent, right? If it can be a Chovel, because a Chovel is, you know, you're talking about Boshas here, right? So if Eish is a Chovel, that means we're considering Eish an agent of who?
Say
again? Yes, of who?
Of the Adam.
So that's why he says, Hari hu kami shehizik b'chitzev. You are like someone who is mazik with your chitzev. What's the chitzev? The Eish. So this is as if your shore could go and be chovel someone, right? That would be the maisa. This is not a case where your animal does damage and you're chaya for the damage that it does. That's not what we're saying. This is not your mamon is mazik and you're chaya for the nezek. This is your mamon does nezek and it's considered as if you did it. That's very different. This is not the maisa of the behema, like kelev shenotol charara, like sraros, like all those other cases that we did. This is not the maisa of the behema that you're chayev for. This is the nizkei mamon being the agent of the adam, and you're chayev for the nezek of the agent as if it's your maisa. That's not the same. That's not the maisa of the animal that you're chayev for. That's your maisa through this agent. Right? Okay.
How's the nizkei mamon?
Because you're chayev, because it's the eish that is the chovel.
Well, but that's not mamon itself. So what about mamon?
It is mamon. This is the chiddush of ispe chitzev nami ispe mamona, right? That's what the Rambam's saying the chiddush is. The Rambam's saying the chiddush of the Gemara is that that's one thing. Those aren't two things. He's saying ishu mishum mamono. He's saying the whole notion, when the Gemara says, according to Rav Yochanan, when the Gemara decides at the end, Laman de Amar V'chimi Acha Daman de Islay Mishum Chitzev Islay Nami Mishum Mamono. Right? That Shita. When the Gemara says Laman de Islay Mishum Chitzev Islay Nami Mishum Mamono, the Rambam is saying that really that is a Shita of Eish's Mamon. There's no Machlokas. Eish's Mamon. The only Chiddush of Ishu Mishum Chitzev is that this is Mamon that can do a Chavala. This is Mamon that's an agent. This we consider different Mamon. There's no machlokas, is it Zrikas Chetz or is it Mamon? It's Mamon.
So what is the original machlokas then?
Oh, the way Rashi has it, or the way we originally learned it?
The way the Rambam has it now.
The way the Rambam has it now?
How the Rambam was the first machlokas.
So that's the point. The Gemara had to clarify what the machlokas was. The Gemara starts out Ishim Mishum Chitzev, Ishim Mishum Mamono. The Gemara decides that they're not discrete opinions. That really Rav Yochanan is Moda to Ishim Mishum Mamono, and that's why the Gemara says Mai Benayu. That was the whole point of that sugya, was to say that these are not exclusive necessarily. Reish Lakish doesn't hold Isha Mishum Chitzav. But Rav Yochanan does hold Isha Mishum Amono. And the Rambam holds that Isha Mishum Amono, Isha Mishum Chitzav, and Rav Yochanan's position, he's not incorporating two positions. He has one position. He's not saying Isha Mishum Chitzav when it's not Mamon. He's saying this is Mamon that's capable of being a Chovah. That's very different. Obviously, the question is, we came here to talk about Boshas. How does this answer the Boshas issue?
How's a Kavanah?
Yeah. How do we consider this Misgavi? We're much closer now, though. You can tell we're closer with this. How does the Rambam learn the whole notion of that the Gemara says? I want to get the Lushan right. The what Ariel is asking is how the Rambam learns Kalei Chitzev. Kalei Chitzev implies that these are two different things. If they're one thing, how is it Kalei? I mean, either it's, but I think we can answer that too.